Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, thank you for tuning in. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and I have missed you guys. This is episode 1731. It will be a very short show, like an announcement, but better than episode 1730. So I just wanted to share some updates with you guys. Like I said, I've really missed you. I want to thank everyone for your prayers, your support, your outpouring of encouragement and counsel and so many things. So many people have come to the surface that I wasn't even really aware that were out there. I'll tell you what, these trying times is when you find out who your friends are. You find out you had friends that you didn't realize you had. And some people just kind of disappear. But let me just give you some updates here. And this is just going to be a short show, but I want to let you know, I am back. All right, Radio Free Redoubt is back. And not just the Saturday shows on KTW, but by the way, those have been going every Saturday. We've missed a couple because of some things that were going on, some training and things like that. But otherwise, I am back. Now, that's the good news. And there's a lot of really cool stuff. And I'm going to talk just a little bit about that to let you guys know what you have in store. Next week is going to be... Well, we're going to be kicking some stuff off this week. I got a lot of work to do, a lot of catching up to do, a lot of emails to go through, and some pretty cool projects that have been in the works with some Amron Core operators and the Dark Labs, Amron Dark Labs. And so I'll be talking to Amron Core about that in an email that I'm going to be putting out here in the next 24 to 48 hours. So a lot has really been happening behind the scenes as far as that goes. I haven't just been sulking and pouting and wandering around eating bonbons and feeling sorry for myself. I already went through that phase. I went through all of the grieving phase. But just to let you know, Mrs. Schmidt is not home. And I'm not sure when that's going to happen. There are good days and bad days. And so anyway, I just want to thank you guys all for your support. Please continue to. And it's not over. But it's not real hopeful either. So this week is going to determine kind of which way things are going to go. I have pretty much exhausted all of my everything that I could conceivably do to do all the right things to restore and reconcile. And so there's some heart issues there that still need to be dealt with. And so still continue to be praying. And that's about as far as I'll go into that. But this week, I'm going to expend the last ammo I have. If it doesn't work and it's big, it's going to go, I'm all or nothing type of a person. And so when I go for something, I go big. And so if this, what I intend to do this week, does not have the intended, desired effect, I will be completely out of options. And, but I will also know that I have done all that I can do and have done the right thing in the Lord's eyes. My conscience is clear. And, the Lord has called me to very clearly to a calling, to a mission that I have to be obedient to. And so anyway, I will let you guys know. Hopefully the news gets better and better. But the good news is also that we've got a lot of great things in store. And this whole sabbatical, if you will, has really led me through this process, this crucible, actually. And I will be talking more about that also in the coming weeks. And in the truest sense, in the dictionary definition term, I have been through a crucible, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And it has been quite a journey. Well, in that process, it's led me to really be introspective about how I'm organized. My time is organized. How I have not been a good steward of things and being responsible and just, I guess, efficient. And so one of the things with that, with producing the show like I do every week, sometimes it's flying by the seat of my pants because I get so busy and caught up in things. I've really stepped back and reevaluated that. So I'm just letting you guys know where we're at and where we're going. And where we're going is going to be some pretty cool places. And I am kind of reorganizing, restructuring how I go about producing the shows. And I want to bring better quality content to you guys. I want to prepare you for the challenges that we as God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots who love our heritage and want to find a place to fit in and prepare ourselves, equip ourselves to handle the challenges to come in multiple different ways, logistically, mentally, you know, approaching how to thrive when the world is descending into chaos, which we were told, we were promised that chaos was coming. Okay, but that doesn't give us an excuse to check out. We have a role to play, and there is something for everybody to do to play a role in that, to preserve our heritage and our values that are under assault, and protect our families, protect ourselves, our minds, and make sure that we're logistically prepared to take care of ourselves, our loved ones, and those around us so we can be effective in a rebuilding process. This isn't just about survival. This isn't about prepping, although that is a very critical component that can't be ignored. But there's so much more to this. And things that I've talked about over the last, well, what, 6 years? Over 6 years now. And so I'm going to be a lot more organized in my approach. I want to bring some great interviews to you guys that I have been working on, lining up to bring other subject matter experts in to deal with the various different topics and subjects. And so I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be working with some of our top key Ameron Core operators in the next week to 2 weeks to make sure that we are more effective in the emergency communications arena. And the Ameron Core has just been, I can't say enough, what an amazing group of people that is such an honor to work with, who in my absence have taken care of business and stepped up and continuing the mission. Just absolutely incredible. That cannot continue, though. Leadership is necessary, and there's some great leadership in Ameron Corps. But I have been gone long enough, and there needs to be some direction, and we need to kickstart things and get back on track. We definitely could do better, and that's on me. So lots of good things coming, and I ask that you guys continue to pray for us all across the Patriot community. And the more that I talk to, the more these attacks on families, on marriages, on personal lives, on people's reputations, and there's just so much working to destroy good people and good marriages and families. And we're in it. We are in the fight right now. We have been for a long time. If you are a patriot who loves our heritage and want to restore that, especially for Christians right now, because that is the foundation that America was built on, and that is being eroded and attacked and chipped away, and our country is divided. And the haters are becoming more hostile. And we're going to be talking about that, some of their plans, who's behind some of these organizations, and what their intentions are. So you need to know your enemy, and it's they are unmistakably our enemy. So anyway, with that, I want to just wish you guys a blessed week. Know that things are in motion, that I am back on track, and next week, 1732 is going to be a full episode. We'll have news and commentary. Our sponsors, who have been so gracious and so supportive, they're like, hey, we're here. We support you. You do what you got to do. You take care of the home front. We know you'll be back, and we're going to be here to support you, and we support you. In the meantime, you know, go forth and conquer. And they've just been just incredible, incredible people. And we've picked up some new sponsors, and I'm very grateful for that. If you know of somebody who has a business or some way want to support us financially, we need it, especially after this, 57 days of hiatus. We've felt the impact of that financially. But of course, you know, the bills and life, everything still keeps happening. So we're very grateful for your support in that way. $5, $10, $20 a month, $50 a month, however much you can. The costs do just keep growing the more we grow. So please just prayerfully consider that. And we want to make sure that there is a lot more value coming to you from Radio Free Redoubt. And I'm going to be working overtime. I'm going to be working diligently to make sure that we're bringing you guys the best quality content that's really meaningful to you. So that is my pledge to you. So have a blessed week. Thank you guys so much. Great to hear from you. Please don't avalanche me with emails that require a lot of response and feedback and research and stuff like that. I'm not quite there yet. I've got a lot to dig out of before I will be back in a normal groove. Okay, so, and plus there's a lot of stuff going on, like I said, behind the scenes that we're working on to make some improvements and some projects that we're working on with Amron that is requiring, you know, time, meetings, research and development, and stuff like that. So I still will be pretty busy for a little while, and in the process of pursuing Mrs. Schmidt's heart and companionship and restoration there. So I'm excited. I'm definitely a whole different person than I was 2 months ago in many different ways, but I'm still me. Okay, have a blessed week. That's three times I've said that, so have a triple blessed week then. And I will talk to you next Saturday on KTW Live, and then next Sunday for episode 1732. This is the voice of the American Redoubt returned. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and my name is your name too. Good night.